Reported that the Ku Klux Klan was endorsing Donald Trump. Today, your newspaper, The Washington Post, interviewed Thomas Robb, who's the head of the Klan, and he tried to split hairs here, saying it's not officially endorsing Trump, but we really do like his candidacy. We like a lot of his views. The Trump campaign now tonight, just moments ago, in fact, after we had publicly said we're going to talk about this, the Trump campaign released a statement saying Mr. Trump and the campaign denounced in any form. This publication is repulsive, and their views do not represent the tens of millions of Americans who are uniting behind our campaign. And I'm sure that's true, that they don't represent the view of tens of millions of Donald Trump's voters, but they may very well represent the view of millions of Donald Trump's voters.
Right. I mean, look, I think we know by now where white supremacists are going in this election now.
Yeah, there's one place to go.
Exactly. They got one place to go, and they're going for Donald Trump. And so I'm glad they put out the statement. I haven't read the whole statement. That they certainly should have said, you know, don't vote for me, because that's, you know, because that's not what you're going to, you're not going to get what you want if you vote for me. If the statement went on and said that, then I would probably think a bit more of it than if it just said, you know, they don't represent the views of most of my supporters, but I still want their votes. That's a bit different to me.
But they did let the story sit there for a day. It took them a full 24 hours to get out their condemnation.